pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip.
The two things that kick off the holiday season, getting the Christmas tree and hearing that wonderful Christmas music. It's one time when you know the holiday is finally upon us.
When you start hearing Mariah Carey at the store, it's time.
If you're at Walmart or your local grocery store, wherever you're at, if you hear that music, you know it is time.
Yep.
So for today's episode, we are going to give you our top five favorite Christmas songs.
Yes, I'm very excited
now,
for this.
I do have a question for you.
Yep.
Did you pick specific versions of each song?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I did. However, there are certain picks that I would say in general, overall, just that song itself.
And that's kind of how I feel,
Because the thing with Christmas music is there's a lot of standards.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of standards with Christmas music.
Yes.
But yeah, so do you like, so overall, are you a fan of Christmas music?
I am not.
You're not, but you still have favorites, which is interesting.
I do, because there was a period of time when, you know, like as a child, Christmas is a very joyous time. And then as you get older, it becomes a more stressful time of the year.
Yeah. More on that later this week.
Being somebody who's worked in the service industry most of their life, I've worked at places where the Christmas music starts playing way too early. And by the time Christmas gets here, I'm like, if I hear Rudolph one more time,
you're over
I'm going to riot.
You're over it.
Yeah.
I used to be the person who, when I was younger, obviously I love Christmas music. I feel like all kids love Christmas music.
It's joyful.
It's joyful. However, I feel like when I got a little bit older and I was like too cool for school, I went through a phase where it was like, I hated holiday specific music. Like, in my head, I was like, I want to listen to music that I can listen to all the time. I don't like the idea of like having a time frame for my music. However, as I got older, got into college, I definitely reclaimed that joyous spirit. And now I am known as the person who creates a new Christmas playlist every year. I'm the one friend who loves Christmas music so much. Everyone asks me, like, what's your favorite? Like, I listen to brand new Christmas albums.
I was just about to say, like, one of your favorite artists just dropped a Christmas album.
One of my favorite artists dropped a Christmas album this year.
Casey Musgraves. With the Christmas album.
And a few years ago, she dropped another one of my favorite Christmas albums of all time. I'm one of those weird people who has a favorite Christmas album.
Me too.
Of all time. The Phil Spector Christmas album. The greatest
Kelly
one.
Clarkson for me.
That one's really good too.
Yeah.
I've come full circle. I've come from loving it, hating it, now to loving it again.
I remember there was a period of time in middle school, like in my early rebellious teen days, when I'd go out and look for metal bands that had...
And there's a lot of amazing metal Christmas music out there.
Yeah. And I remember one of them was Korn did like an EP.
Yeah.
And I'd play it. My parents would... They'd go crazy. They're like, why are you playing this?
I'm like, it's Christmas time.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So I always loved trying to find that interesting Christmas song that not everyone had heard yet, or had like a different style or genre of Christmas, like genre doing Christmas music. Like, I loved Christmas hip hop music, like Run DMC. Like, I loved that stuff. Because a lot of my friends and family weren't necessarily listening to that. They were listening more to the standards. So I would try to find funny, weird stuff like Fountains of Wayne. They do a Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas is an Alien, which is like, so I'd find like funny, weird stuff like that. That was my jam. That's what I really liked.
I would love to hear a Christmas song start with the whole if Metro Boomin don't get you or whatever.
I would love
to hear a Christmas song with that intro. Yeah. Be like, oh, this is about to get lit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of lit Christmas music, Chance the Rapper also, he dropped two Christmas albums, which I really liked. None of them made it on my list, though.
Honestly, when I was putting together this list, I totally spaced on those Chance.
The Chance album and Jeremiah.
I totally forgot he did those.
Yeah.
I think I'm just like so anti-Chance right now.
Oh.
It's not as a person. Just that last album was so horrendous.
So, you know what's so funny is because I was in preparation for this, I was listening through a lot of Christmas music, and I did stumble upon some of those older chants Christmas songs, and I'm like, these are so good.
They are really good.
And though, I'm just
that
like,
first one especially was that really first one's
really good.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dang, like, what happened here? Like, this man was on top. But anyways, that's not what this episode's about. Let's do but happy joy stuff.
Check out that chance. I forget what they're called. Like a very
Merry Christmas, Little Mama.
Yes.
So.
That's right.
Also, fun fact, Christmas music isn't all happy, which I think we should also talk about, is Christmas music can also be very somber. Mm-hmm. And did any somber, okay, it made it on your list, on mine too. So let's get started. Let's trade off.
Okay.
All right. So I'll start off.
All right.
Since I'm the Christmas music lover.
Yes.
I'm starting off with what I personally think is, the most beautiful Christmas song.
Ooh.
Just
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
I love that song. Just it by itself. And not only that, I think it's overall one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Lay it on me.
Silent Night. So Silent Night, and I did, so there's a lot of amazing versions of Silent Night. And honestly, some of like amazing orchestral and non-vocal versions, which are also really amazing and will move you. But for me, my personal favorite, it's actually kind of funny, more funny than beautiful, is the Temptations version, which is just so great because it's funny, it's sweet, it's still a little sad, but it's got like amazing vocal range, like all the different members doing their like amazing runs, and it's just so good. Like, yeah. I feel like I can listen to that song. It does not have to be Christmas. I can listen to that whenever. It's just so well done. So that's why I love that version in particular. But just overall, I think Silent Night is one of the most beautiful songs yeah, ever.
Definitely.
And it's one of them on the somber side.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Anyways. It's a good one, though.
It's a great one. Yep.
So with my list, I picked a lot of songs that, to me, I feel like I'm not tired of them.
Yeah.
You know, they're versions of songs. And really, I'm just trying to defend my number five choice here. I will probably get a little flack for this, but I had to go with my boy, Justin Bieber.
Oh.
With Drummer Boy. I love that song.
Hey, that's a good pick.
And
that's another classic.
It is, and I like the way that Biebs did it. He kind of gave a modern spin to it.
Yeah.
Gave like a nice, solid pop feel to it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the ones that, like, because I do the same. I'm around a lot of people who love Christmas music, so I'll build that playlist every year, and ever since this track came out, I definitely got to put it on there.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's that's a great one. That's another classic, and I love hearing all the different versions of it.
Yeah.
David Bowie does a really great version too.
Yes, I do like
Bing Crosby actually. Yeah. Bing Crosby, one of the most classic Christmas albums ever.
Yep.
That's a great pick. My next one, I decided to go with something very joyous, and this is a song that I absolutely adore because I am a rock and roll / guitar fanatic.
Ooh.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
That's a good one.
So I did the version by Brenda Lee, which I think is the most famous version of this song. However, a shout out to Camila Cabello, who's done a really awesome recent version for the Kacey Musgraves Christmas special. Her version is amazing. Camila Cabello.
I still haven't watched that yet.
So good.
But I heard it was really
good. It's fun. It's cute. And it's super short.
Yeah.
It's like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, to me, it's like same with like Jingle Bell Rock, which is not on my top five, but it's like an honorable mention. It's like the quintessential like turn of the century rock and roll, like Buddy Guy, like Buddy Holly style, you know, Christmas sound that I just love. So I had to put it to me, that song in particular, like I just really love. And I love Brenda Lee's voice. She's amazing.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Rock and
roll. I fully support that one.
Christmas Tree.
Up next, this is a guy for me that when I heard his voice when he first came onto the scene, I was like, if this dude doesn't put out a Christmas album, then I don't know why he even exists. He's a wonderful, talented singer by the name of Michael Bublé.
Oh.
And honestly,
one of the greatest.
You could pick any Christmas song, but the one that I think he really nails it on is It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
That's the best version.
Like,
that's on my playlist every year.
So good.
Yeah.
Like, he, for me, like, there was the period where I hated Christmas music, and then when he put his Christmas album out, I was like, okay, I can like Christmas music again, because he just has the perfect voice for all of those songs.
He has such a great voice.
Yeah.
It's perfect for standards. So, and I love that. I love that. And surprisingly, I always associate Michael Bublé with you, which is really funny.
Really?
Yeah, because you went through a Michael Bublé phase. Yeah, I did have that. Which Michael is so Bublé strange. Phase. It was just like out of nowhere.
He's got the voice.
But I think you in particular have always loved really awesome male vocalists. Mm-hmm. Like, you really love that. So that's awesome. As we have a plane flying across the studio. Okay, for my next pick, this is probably the most recent on my list of like most recent song. Came out in 2015, 2016. My girl, Kacey Musgraves, featuring Willie Nelson.
Yep.
The most hilarious brand new Christmas song about, don't tell your kids about smoking pot, a Willie Nice Christmas.
I was going to ask you if you were going to have her on here.
Yes, I had to pick one modern song, and to me, a Willie Nice Christmas, I love and adore, and that song is just one, it's funny, it's sweet. And I also really love Willie Nelson on here. And I love hearing like the new voice of country with the old voice of country together. And I think the song is just very heartwarming to like have them two together. But the song is just really sweet. And it has actually kind of a Hawaiian vibe. And I've always been a big fan of the Hawaiian / Christmas like sound and vibe. So I really, really love that song. And I think everyone should listen to it. I think it's a modern holiday classic that everyone needs to listen to. So I had to put it on my list. So I went with a Willie Nice Christmas.
Well, I mean, we got to give love to Willie Nelson. Texas boy.
Yeah, Texas boy. You know. For sure. For sure. And Kacey, Texas girl.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard her new album, the new Christmas album yet. But
yeah, so she dropped a new album. I haven't listened to it enough to include some of those songs on this playlist. However, I do really enjoyed it, and I especially enjoyed that last song. I think it's called Presents and Bows, something like that. Anyways, she's really good.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, she's
definitely
amazing.
All right, up next, I would consider this a classic at this point.
Okay.
She is associated with her Christmas album just as much as some of her other stuff.
Of course. I know who you're going to say.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Yes.
One of my all-time favorite Christmas songs.
The most successful Christmas song of all time?
Yes.
Hands down?
Yeah.
Easy?
Commercially. Without a doubt. Yes. One of the most successful. I mean, her Christmas album,
I think she goes on tour every Christmas.
She does.
And she's a genius.
And it makes sense because a lot of people, when you talk like modern Christmas albums,
yes,
for the longest time, Mariah Carey was the top person.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
no one would have argued if you didn't say that her Christmas album was the best.
Yes,
then who were you?
Yes, I feel like before, like, it was her for the longest time, and now recently, for a lot of like the new, like, for us millennials, Kacey Musgraves has sort of taken that torch.
Yeah,
but in general, for the overall population, I still think Mariah Carey still holds on to that title. Without honestly, still, like, to this day.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. A lot of people can predict, like, when, like, everyone's in the holiday season, because they can start seeing when the searches for All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey, start going on Google, which is so interesting. Yeah. I love that song. That's on my honorable mentions. I did not put it on my list. Mm-hmm. However, I do really love that song. And I love all the different versions she's done of that song.
She did one with Justin Bieber.
She's done with Justin Bieber. She did a whole album of remixes of that song. But I actually really like the a cappella. She does an a cappella version, which is really nice. And then there's one that's like stripped down, like a super stripped down, like acoustic version that she does that I really, really like. Yeah. So,
I mean, you definitely could tell that that's one of her biggest successes because she put a whole album of remixes
And her, but not only that, just like her as an artist, that song really shows off her voice.
Yeah.
In like one of the best ways. Yeah. I'm not saying it's like her most like vocally challenging song, but it's just, it's such a power, it's like a power ballad almost. Yeah. It's such a, it's got good oomph to it. I love that song. Not on my list, however. My next song, I think, has to be the most joyous Christmas song of all time. This particular version, though. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5.
Okay.
Hearing young Michael sing this with such joy and such exuberance. I mean, that song will make you happy. You could be sad and you put that song on and boom, like you are instantly happy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, and that's a song that's been copied a million times. People really love that song. There's some really great versions out there. Bruce Springsteen does a really amazing version of it too.
Bruce Springsteen's got some impressive Christmas music. Yes. I gotta say, I'm shocked by that.
Yes, but the Jackson 5 version will always be my personal favorite. And I love hearing that when I'm out and about and I hear that playing in the sound system, like it just sounds really good.
Yeah.
And like you almost forget that it's a Christmas song. Mm-hmm. Like it's just so good. It's so well written and so well done. And the Jackson 5 version is just iconic and amazing. I had to put it on there.
I think that's a good one. So, and two, it surprises me that that's not their most recognized Christmas song.
Right.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa is kind of the big one. Yeah. But yeah, that's a.
They have, that whole album, honestly.
Yeah. Really I mean, they, you know, those kinds of artists are built for that kind of music.
Yes.
Though. You know, it's so fitting.
Yep.
Very nice. My number two is my oldest song.
Ooh.
It was the first time that Christmas music could be sultry.
Oh.
And this would be Eartha Kitt's Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
Now, there have been a bunch of very talented artists who have done that song, but none come anywhere close to that original.
That OG is the song.
Eartha
Kitt sexy, man.
Makes Christmas sexy. It's just... It is, and I love hearing it. It
should be sexy.
It should.
Be sexy.
Yeah.
We're all trying to stay warm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, to me, I've always loved that song.
Yeah.
I've always loved Eartha Kitt. I think she has an amazing voice, and the first time I heard that song, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is a different take on Christmas music, but it works. It's really good.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, my number one Christmas song
of
all time. So this is, I have to explain it a little bit. This is a, it's part of a compilation album by, Phil Knight. This album is called, the song is called Christmas brackets, Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love. And this is the song, this is the song that goes Christmas, Christmas.
Oh.
This song, which is like full of hopefulness, but also a sadness. It's like a tinge of sadness.
Yeah.
But the horns are incredible. The production is incredible. That whole album is just like amazing.
Yeah.
And just this song in particular, and there's actually other songs on here that I kind of listen to more than this one, because this one is like you listen to it and you kind of have to sit there and you're like, wow, like that's such an amazing song. But the overall, like to me, when I think of Christmas, I think of joy. I think of sadness. I think of because there is a holiday. There's like a holiday sadness for sure. But I also think of like the year that's passed, but also what lies ahead. And I feel like this song sort of captures all those complicated feelings for me.
Yeah.
Cause it's not necessarily like a very happy song, but it's not a sad song. It's just perfect for what it is. So I absolutely love it. And I had to put it on there. So that's what I picked.
I think that is a solid choice. My number one is a sad song.
Oh, okay. We both went semi-sad or you went full sad.
Maybe. Kind of a little, yeah. So as I got older, when you become an adult, you start to realize that Christmas time is not the same for everyone. And I'm gonna do a very sad PSA here for a second before I talk about my number one.
Yeah, fair enough.
You may have friends who don't have family. And there are a lot of people who become very sad during the holidays because they don't have that.
Yep.
Reach out to your friends, check on them, make sure they're doing all right. Maybe invite them. They don't have to be there for Christmas morning because that's your family time.
Right.
Invite them to dinner, get them a gift. Because this is a time of the year where the rate of suicide does go up. So all I ask is that you reach out and just make sure the people that you know aren't going anywhere or may have said like, oh, I'm not really celebrating it. Just make sure they're doing all right.
Touch base with the people you care about.
Yes, it is very important. The reason I picked this song is because it was my dad's favorite Christmas song. And I'm fine with either version. But ooh. I picked my version because...
I know what song you're picking.
It is, but growing up, my dad was a huge Elvis Presley fan.
I know what song you're picking.
And the song Blue Christmas was very prominent in our household. One of my grandmas has an entire room dedicated to Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
It's just that's an artist that I've also always enjoyed.
Yep.
But the version that I picked from my list would have to come from my girl Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Because out of all the Christmas songs that she's ever made, which she's pretty much covered all of them, I love her version of Blue Christmas because what people kind of forgot as Kelly Clarkson progressed is she was actually kind of a country artist when she came into American Idol.
A little bit.
Because she is from Texas. And so every once in a while when you heard her play country songs, you realized that she has the voice for that.
Right.
And so when she covered Blue Christmas, she kind of – it almost felt like she embodied Elvis Presley a little bit and kind of took on that like gruff – you know, kind of twangy voice, and it works so perfectly.
Yeah.
So for me,
Blue Christmas.
I'd be cool with either the Elvis Presley or the Kelly Clarkson version. But
I love that song.
They are both very amazing songs.
I love that song. That's actually on my honorable mentions.
Which version?
I put the Elvis version. Yeah. But yes.
I mean, it's the most iconic of the Blue Christmas versions. But I mean, it's an amazing song, without a doubt.
Love it.
Honorable mentions. Maybe we can bring the spirits back up a little bit.
I have
here.
Some honorable mentions. So I've mentioned some before, but other ones that I haven't mentioned. Let's go through another sort of sad one just to get it out of the way. Happy Christmas, War is Over.
Yep, that's a good one.
By John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Love that song. But I have Sleigh Ride from that same album I was talking about, but this is by the Ronettes. Really love that song. I already mentioned I Want an Alien for Christmas. Love that song. And then Feliz Navidad, which...
great song.
Love that song. I couldn't bring myself to put it on my list because I've listened to that song way too much in my life, but I do love that song. And then I really want to mention this one. Actually, I should have saved this, or I should have done this first. But the Charlie Brown, all the Charlie Brown Christmas,
without a doubt,
music, super sad,
without a doubt,
super sad. But it's not Christmas if I don't listen to that.
Yes,
I love that. So those are my honorable mentions.
So I kind of want to touch on the more popular songs. For instance, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, classic.
You're Mean One, Mr. Grinch. That was next on my list. There's a song by an 80s new wave band called The Waitresses.
Oh.
And it's called Christmas Rapping. I highly recommend everyone listen to it because when you hear it, you're like, how is this a Christmas song?
Yeah.
But that's a good one. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Classic.
I'm from the South, so that is kind of a big one. And kind of to go along with what you were saying about the Charlie Brown stuff, the Muppets Christmas album
is
another really fun one. So
that's a good one. Lots of great Christmas music out there. Let us know, what is your favorite Christmas song? Maybe a song that makes you happy and sad, or maybe a song that makes you feel both. So that's always interesting.
Without a doubt.
So we will revisit this maybe next year. We also, you know what I thought of we should do next year? Let's do top five Christmas movies.
Yes.
We'll do that next year.
Or we could have the debate, is Die Hard really considered a Christmas movie?
Ooh.
Because I have that debate all the time.
Because it takes place during Christmas.
It takes place during Christmas, but it's technically not a movie about Christmas, which I think is the debate that people have.
Interesting. We'll revisit that. Yes. All right, more Christmas stuff coming to you for the rest of the week. But for now, this is our episode. Let us know how we're doing. Rate and review us. I don't mention that often, but it does help us. So if you're listening to us, rate and review
us.
That's
the best gift you could give us.
That is the best gift you could give us. We're All I want for Christmas is you to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, please.
And tell your friends and family.
Follow us on social media at Daily Sunnyside, and you can email us at dailysunnyside@gmail.com. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.